Investors lost billions of dollars when Enron collapsed, but the nation's business students gained a fascinating new case study. Business professors are using Enron to teach valuable lessons in accounting, management, and even criminal law. At least one school is devoting a whole course this fall to a study of the bankrupt energy trader, and Pierre Scott Horsley reports.
Richard McKenzie has been teaching for 36 years, but the University of California at Irvine professor has never seen a class generate as much interest as the one the catalog lists as 290D, simply titled The Enron Case. Eager students began pestering McKenzie for reading assignments back in May, 4 months before the class officially started.
All the stars seemed to line up. It was current, it was prominent, it was complex, and the students have been eager to take the course.
When the first lecture was finally held this week, extra chairs had to be squeezed into the classroom. Gabriel Maxwell was among the first to get a seat.
I plan on being a CEO someday of a company, and I want to figure out where they made their mistakes, whether it be accounting or ethics or financial, on what not to do when I get up to the top myself.
Maxwell and his classmate Russ Barlow are both working on their MBAs. They're the sort of bright, ambitious students who used to apply in droves to work for Enron and its hard-charging CEO. Not anymore, Barlow says.
I don't think anybody's looking at Jeff Skilling as a role model here. In fact, in his Harvard days, they called him Darth Vader just because of his cold, calculated attitude towards the end user.
At the same time, he did do a lot of things right. I mean, there was a lot of bad decisions that were made later, but, you know, they started in 1985, and they made a lot of right decisions, too. So I also want to learn what things they did right and what led them down the slippery slope, because I don't necessarily think they started out as bad guys.
In fact, before Enron's collapse last year, the company was often held up as a model of innovation. A few years ago, the Darden Business School created a case study of Enron's success, interviewing executives like Skilling and Chief Financial Officer Andrew Fastow. The case has been used by more than 100 business schools. Co-author Samuel Bodley of Darden says it's all the more important with its new and tragic ending.
You know, in the Great Gatsby story, someone said to Jay Gatsby, you lost all your money in the fall. And he said, yes, in the crash I lost everything, but I really lost what's important to me in the boom. And without the story of how the company grew to where it was, I don't think you really can understand and appreciate all the nuances of what happened in that failure.
The UC Irvine students trying to understand that failure will have plenty of help from outside lecturers. An accountant will talk about the off-balance sheet partnerships. A federal prosecutor will talk about criminal law. And whistleblower Sharon Watkins, who tried to warn Chairman Kenneth Lay about the coming implosion at Enron, is scheduled to talk about the company's culture. Professor McKenzie says the course is unusual in devoting so much time and attention to a single company, but he says Enron deserves it. Many of the students in the class have years of business experience themselves, and McKenzie says they'll probably learn as much from each other as they do from their teachers. Because that back-and-forth discovery is just beginning, McKenzie says, it's too soon to say what the final lessons of the course might be.
The student's going to learn a lot about Enron. But if all they take from the course are lessons about Enron, the course will, in my view, be a failure. We've got to come up with understanding, lessons, principles that transcend Enron, that take students into the future and enable them to manage their companies with more technical capabilities as well as maybe a more directed moral compass.
McKenzie does not plan to repeat the course next year. Instead, he'll probably offer another class built around a different corporate example. It won't be easy, though, to find a case with characters and consequences quite like Enron. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Irvine, California.